Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying what the Bible says about envy. Proverbs 14 verse 30 tells us, "A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones." Envy is a sin in the eyes of God. Envy can be defined as having a feeling of displeasure when you hear of or witness the prosperity or the success or the advantage or the blessing that someone else receives. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 tells us, "Love does not envy." If we are going to be a people who are conformed into the image of Christ, then we are going to be a people who walk in love, according to Ephesians 5 verse 2. But to walk in love, we cannot allow envy to have any place in our heart or in our life, because love does not envy. Envy has displeasure when someone else is blessed, when someone else prospers, but love, on the other hand, rejoices when it sees another person receiving a blessing or receiving prosperity or experiencing success or promotion. But envy will not allow you to experience rejoicing with those who rejoice. Envy will eventually destroy the person who allows it to operate unabated in his life, but that is not God's will for the believer. According to an ancient Greek legend, there was a certain athlete who ran in a race but placed second. The winner of that race was surrounded with the praises and adulation of people, and eventually a statue was erected in his honor. Envy ate away at the man who had placed second. He resented the winner, and he could think of little else. Eventually, he decided to destroy the statue of the winner. Night after night, he would sneak out under the cover of darkness, and he started chiseling away at the base of the statue, attempting to weaken the foundation. And then one night, in a violent anger, he chiseled too hard, and the heavy marble statue teetered on its base and crashed down on the disgruntled athlete. That man died beneath the weight of the marble replica of a man he had grown to hate. His own envy had destroyed him. Envy will destroy a person if it is not stopped, repented of, and cleansed from that person's life. Because envy will eventually become hatred, and then it will drive a person to other sins, far worse, including even murder, as we have seen in many biblical accounts, starting in the book of Genesis with Cain and Abel. Cain murdered Abel because he was envious that he had received favor with God and his sacrifice had been accepted while Cain's was not. In order to live the life of love that we've been called to live, we must live a life that is free from the spirit of envy. Proverbs 14, which I read at the beginning, said that envy is rottenness to the bones. Could envy be a root cause of some physical problems that people face? Rottenness of the bones, it sounds like a condition that's known as osteoporosis, where the bones become basically rotten, weakened, unable to hold up under pressure. They break easily. I do believe that there are spiritual roots for many diseases that people experience in life. God doesn't want any believer to suffer with sickness or disease because Jesus himself bore on his body on that tree all of our sickness and disease, sorrows and griefs, as well as our sin when he was crucified on the cross. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, "By his stripes we were healed." But why is it we see so many Christians that are sick? I believe it's because there are open doors that give legal access to the enemy of our soul to bring in sickness and disease. And envy can indeed be a root that brings in physical problems, including rottenness to the bones. Very literal sickness involving your bones. Not only is envy dangerous to our physical lives, it is definitely dangerous to our spiritual lives. Since love does not envy, according to 1 Corinthians 13:4, and faith works by love, according to Galatians 5:6, if you are bound up in the sin of envy, then you are not walking in love. And if you are not walking in love, then your faith will not work. And your faith, that trust in God's word to take from God what he's promised out of the spiritual into the natural, will be cut off from you if you're not walking in love. You could say it's like pulling the power cord on a very fine piece of equipment that works and has all its parts functioning, but without the plug attached to the source of power, though it has all the proper mechanisms inside of it, it still will not function. Is it a problem with that appliance? Not at all. It's a problem that it's not plugged into the power source. Love is the power behind our faith. Faith works by love. God is love. And for your faith to work, you have to be plugged in to the power source, which is God, who is love. And he requires that we stay abiding in him in order to have our prayers answered. Jesus said this in John chapter 15, when he said, "Abide in me, and my word abide in you, and you can ask whatever you will, and it will be done for you." Your prayers will be answered when you're abiding in the Lord and in his word. And his word clearly instructs us that faith will work through love. And we must walk in love in order to have our faith operating, in order for us to be able to pray, believing God to answer, believing for him to do what he promised in his word, whether it has to do with financial provision in your life, whether it has to do with physical healing, whether it has to do with restoration in your family or your marriage or your children. When you are believing God and praying in faith for something and you're not getting an answer, the problem is not with God. God wants to bless his children. He wants to pour out all blessing upon your life. We are told in the word that he abounds with grace and mercy and longs to show his favor to his people. And yet, when we don't get answers, the problem must lie with either our faith or the way we're believing, or the way that we're asking, since there are definite instructions in the Word of God about prayer. But very often I have discovered it has to do with being unplugged from the power source, which is love or God himself. And when we're not walking in the spirit of love, which is that spirit of God, toward anyone else in our life, though we may be praying about a totally different situation, that lack of love, that lack of being connected to God because we're out of love with our fellow man, our neighbor, our boss, our in-laws, that will cause your faith not to work. God wants you to get your prayers answered. God wants you to prosper, be successful, walk in health all the days of your life. But love is a key component of getting your prayers answered and seeing your faith work. One aspect that causes our love not to be functioning properly is when we are stumbling in the sin of envy. And envy is not loving. Love does not envy. If you are envious of someone who's been blessed, received favor at work, someone that's had a sudden prosperity come into his life, if you're envious of the wicked, you see someone that prospers and they aren't serving God and you say, they aren't even serving God and they're more blessed than we are. That's envy speaking. We are warned in Proverbs not to envy the wicked. Do you find yourself reading magazines about people who live self-centered, hedonistic lives, spending an abundance of money upon themselves and you are envious of their position or their status or their wealth, don't let envy get a grip on your heart by looking at those things or listening to them on television. Envy wants to get a foothold in your life so it can rob you of your walk in love and rob you of your walk of faith and steal from you what God wants to get to you through your prayers. Love does not envy. Faith works by love. If you're walking in envy or feeling envious of someone else, then your love is being cut off and your faith is being disrupted. The power behind your faith has been unplugged. If you know you're struggling with envy today, a feeling of displeasure because you see someone else having more advantages in life or being blessed or prospering or having favor perhaps with someone, maybe with your own parents, maybe with your boss at work, confess that right now as sin. Say, Father God, I confess envy as sin. I renounce all agreement with the spirit of envy and with the lie of envy. And I ask you to cleanse me and forgive me right now in the name of Jesus. And then begin to pray for that person that you've been feeling envious toward to be blessed. That's taking it another step so that that spirit of envy cannot come back and get a grip on you. Pray for them. Say, Lord, I ask you to bless that person even more than they're being blessed now. And give me a heart to bless them and give me your eyes to see them. That will help you get over that temptation in the area of envy. God wants you to be blessed and he wants you to prosper, but he requires that we walk in love, that we walk in his word. Love does not envy. When you're envious, you're not walking in love. And when you're not walking in love, your faith will not work for you and your prayers will not get answered. So keep your heart free from envy and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.